Hey, Zach. I'm calling 312 Dry Tofu to tell you about this weekend and this night. So tonight, we had a show. You were there, actually. And during the show, we had a little problem beforehand where we had a frat who claimed that they had the stage space when we actually did. So we had a little complication with that. We went on late because of it. Then afterwards, I got a phone call saying someone's tire blew out who was going to surprise me when they came to the show. Now I'm taking care of that. Not only is this the second tire of this weekend, but Friday when we were going down to IU to see a comedy show, we were late because Katie's tire blew out on 65 coming to Lafayette. I don't know if this is the Bermuda Triangle of tire blowouts or something, but it definitely is something that we should look into. So that's been my night. I hope somebody gets laughs or something out of this, but it's crazy, and I'm doing okay dealing with it. That is the best thing you can do when you are in a situation that you can't really control. All you can do is control your response. So there you go. That's my word of wisdom for the day. Bye.
Happy Valentine's Day. I asked out a girl, not really, sort of. I was really cowardly about it, and I really wanted to ask her out for dinner or something, but I ended up making it about tea, making it a really awkward request, and I guess, I don't know, we're meeting tomorrow, and we're going to make flowering tea, which is sewn together tea leaves and flowers, and when you brew it, it makes a flower. So it's pretty damn awesome. And yeah, so I have this thing tomorrow with a girl, and I don't know how it's going to go. It'll be super awkward, but awesome. So yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Super Bowl. Downtown Indy.
It has been a wonderful day making art today, and I just had to figure out what this dry tofu stuff was. So exciting. I will come up with something way more creative and interesting the next time.
I wish those birdies didn't have to bonk their little heads when they ran into the glass. Why can't there be the safety glass? The birdies are just hungry. They're looking for a place to rest and to eat. And they bonk right into the windows. Oh. Well, again and again.
It's the 4th anniversary of the Black Sparrow. It's the 4th anniversary of the Black Sparrow. Over 1,200 days of the Black Sparrow. Listen to what we have right here.
Because I know a professor who is teaching the grad school some of the classes, and I like him a lot.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And Happy New Year. Santa, my son says. Right on. RWRITEON.
Super Bowl number 2.
The
they wrote.
Gallery, and I saw this sign, and when I looked at the sign, 312 dry tofu, what I see is T-O-F-U, and she had to explain to me what that meant. It's like, that's not good for business. So, good luck with what you're doing. God bless you, darling.
With Thanksgiving in mind here lately, I'm thankful for an old neighbor, a dear friend, and a pseudo kind of grandfather, great Italian-American poet by the name of Felix Stefanile. And he grew up in an Italian borough in Queens. And this is one of his poems that he wrote about such experience called The Catch. Your college, learn you be smart, talk fancy. You go with the girls, talk fancy. You tell your mother, Ma, why you got the bun on your head, old-fashioned. Your college learn you don't respect your mother, some college. Now you say this girl you live together, marriage never mind, old fashioned. Your mother crying with the beads, pray and pray and pray. What you think, she asked me. You know what I think, boy? I think you was pig we raised by and by, we sell you for money now. Not your mother cry. Those are the words of Felix Stefanile, former poetry professor here at Purdue University, organizer and editor of the Sparrow Journal from the late 60s until the early 90s. Amazing man, wonderful poet, and hopefully some people will look him up. Felix Stefanile. Thank you.